Back sports and stuff.
Yo, what's going on?
What's happening? In the building. No blow Joe in the house.
You already know. What's good out there, folks?
Cool BB cool, cuz it's never that serious, man. Shout out to AP Squared, CP3, Will, everybody out there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jumping Out There Sports Podcast too, man. Thanks for the support. Everybody.
That's a little Jay.
Yeah. Jay got
his pop. Jumping Out There.
It's called Jumping Out There Podcast.
You know, gotcha.
Up and coming, you know, showing support. But
do we got Damian on there with
him? I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so? Okay, nah, that was his main man. He a comedian, man. I bet he would lighten it up. Center of the middle is what I called him, man. Shout out to Damian,
yeah,
too.
Definitely a personality.
Half the homies, man.
Character.
Yeah.
But yeah, sports and stuff, man. We back. And it's been a little while, but we back. And we're here to talk. Y'all know what we do. Uncensored. You know, talk about sports, life, everything else in between. So, top story, Jay-Z, NFL.
How you do that? That's like a takeover.
Like, you know, the song.
Like
the song.
Yeah, real life, like a takeover. Hey, I thought they had said something they wasn't working with the NFL, you know what I'm saying? You know, if Kaepernick wasn't playing. You know, apparently I hear Jay-Z on ESPN, well, they reported, because this was coming across at the bottom. He talked to Kaepernick about it before he did the deal.
Really?
Man, yeah. That joint was going on ESPN all day. It clearly says that, you know what I'm saying? And under it in the heading, you know what I'm saying? After the deal, he said he talked to Kaepernick about it before he did it. So, and then he went in and did it. But what did Kaepernick say? I mean, I guess, I don't know. He probably getting some of that money too. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's people out there that's with it. That's basically like, yes. I seen Jalen Rose earlier. He's basically excited by the move. He gives it a standing ovation, and he's all for it. But, you know, of course, you're gonna have, you know, the other side. One of the main people speaking out is Eric Reed.
Yeah, he been gone. He still kneeling, right? He said, I'm still kneel. He went at whoever.
He's one of the main people speaking out, saying that, yeah, he's, until the NFL treats the players fair, he's going, nothing's changed to him.
I mean, if he kneel, he probably ain't gonna do nothing now. They kind of died down the whole thing, man. I mean, I don't know. For real, what's up with that? But, you know, some funny stuff. Well, not funny, but I literally just came up the other day in a conversation with me and my man at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Kaepernick and how after he got paid off, you ain't heard nothing. You ain't heard nothing from him. You ain't heard another peep. We don't even know how much money the NFL gave him, you know, but you ain't never heard another peep out of him. He made one commercial. I think, nah, that was before the bread.
That was Nike.
That was Nike, though.
That was a Nike
That was
thing.
After the bread or before the bread?
That was before.
I still feel like it was before the bread.
It
exactly.
Was before.
And you ain't heard a peep from. Well, we heard something yesterday. The other day, I said, he said, still ready.
I mean, today was actually, either today or yesterday was the anniversary of him kneeling. One of the, it was either today or yesterday. So
really, oh, okay.
He put a
he was in a preseason game. He started doing it.
I think so.
Okay, but he did say he was doing it before Bam was even peeped him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, so I guess he started in preseason. You wouldn't get peeped like that in preseason. It would make sense. People not even noticing what you're
really
doing.
Really not. People not.
You're not playing
attention.
Anyway. Probably.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's a preseason game.
Right.
You know, but
you know. Cap, I mean.
Oh, but yeah, what you gotta say about that? Take the money, I ain't saying nothing. You was all for the cause.
I think he still is. He just, like you said, he's just not as outspoken. Now, I don't know if that has something to do with him trying to get back in the NFL or got to do with the money, like you said.
Yeah, we don't know. But Slim, he need to go on with his next journey in life. I mean, sometimes, Slim, when you get blackballed, that's it for you. For real, man. Hey,
you think it's over?
For his NFL career, man. I'm telling you, they play professional sports and they get a whole lot of money, but at the end of the day, it's just a job they work. And a lot of people look at shit the same way. So where it's literally just a job I work. And you know at work, when people come up with a thought of how you are, it's hard to change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, once you build a rep for yourself and your name is out there as something.
You know what I'm saying? Then, Slim, it never leaves you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, you ain't getting that promotion. No. You know what I'm saying? Not you. You know? No, it's not going to happen. And he done, man. Yeah. Remember Chris Jackson? Same type of shit.
Mark Moore.
Man,
Mark Moore,
same type of thing, man. Yeah, Craig Hodges too, man.
Yeah, he'll have that next to his name forever.
You know what I'm saying? Like these dudes, man. They had the skill. Come on now.
So what do you think Jay-Z's gonna do with this whole deal?
I mean, I guess Kaepernick gonna still eat off this too though. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? He talked to him, so maybe he might have some involvement. Jay-Z would let him get a piece of it. So he's still eating, but he ain't gonna play. I don't see no team, Slim, a team with a grab, man. How many? Has it been 2 years?
It's been three.
3 years, Slim. And somebody will grab you up? Come on now. And you want money for real. You don't want one of these fourth-round rookie contracts, man.
Yeah.
You want some bread to play. And it's been years. I mean, even though he still is a fairly young guy, right?
I mean, I guess he's around 32.
Fairly young.
So I'm like, I mean, he now can still play.
Yeah, he definitely can still play. His quarterbacks are older than him. And these guys are trying to play into their mid-40s.
You mean to tell me Case Keenum is better than Kaepernick?
No, that's a million quarterbacks you can run down.
I'm just using him as an example.
You can use the Carmelo jury when he was on Stephen A. 30 teams, I can't make a 15. Hey, Young, I didn't even watch the show, but I saw that one part. Can't make a 15-man roster.
I think, not to change the subject. But
nah, I ain't trying to say that. I'm trying to go right back, but yeah.
But in relation to that, like you just said about Carmelo and Kaepernick, too, these are older guys, and they can still play. They still belong on the squad, but I think teams are apprehensive to sign these guys because of the attention that they're going to get.
The negative attention that
they're going to get
he's beating with the president.
Right. So.
Yeah. The president of the United States wanted to go at this man.
Yeah.
For his beliefs.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Jones, Kraft.
He did. He spoke out on
him. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
who wants that?
Yeah,
the president?
I mean,
what organization? Not even and this is a $1 billion industry. No organization wants that.
None.
You know what I'm saying? So, come on now.
Yeah, you're going up against a conglomerate. Trying to just he took on the NFL. He took on the NFL. I can't say he won.
No, you can't say he won. When they made an undisclosed payout to him.
Yeah, it's basically settled out of court.
Yeah, exactly. Undisclosed amount.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can prove it's been a collusion.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, right. Exactly.
It can be proven.
I think the only team what teams you think he could play for? I think the best team, honestly,
what teams could he play for?
The most controversial, the most The only team I can see him playing for is the Redskins.
Strike. I can run that whole racket team. That'd be okay. That'd be great to see. Redskins. Hold on. He can play for Buffalo. We just talked about who else? Tennessee.
I mean, he could play for basically any team.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm talking about who really need a quarterback. He would be way better than Tennessee. Come on, now.
Yeah.
You know, shoot.
It's
Miami. Come on now.
He could probably step in Jacksonville.
I mean, they got Nick Foles now, but I mean,
Kaepernick probably better than him a little bit.
He could be. You know what I'm saying? But Slim, it's a rocket squad.
It's a bunch
come
of squads
on.
That could
you
take
just gotta think about a squad and.
But like every, like I said, if you're the owner or the GM, the first thing you're gonna think is, okay, how is this gonna affect my ticket sales? How is this gonna affect my whole team, the morale of the team? How, you know, people gonna have to answer questions
about him constantly.
About him. Every player's gonna have to have an interview about Kaepernick. So, right, how's Kaepernick on the team? How you guys, you know, Dallas is definitely not gonna.
No.
They're not. There's no way in hell Dallas is gonna take them. Jerry Jones is one of the main ones speaking against. Jerry Jones made the squad better stand.
Yeah, exactly. He did. He did get him that though. He gave him a order. But he wasn't the only one that gave orders. Some other dudes gave orders.
I think so, yeah.
Young, these billionaires, I mean, Slim, at the end of the day, it's still a job, man.
Yeah, man.
Slim, I'm a billionaire. I tell you, this is what you're going to do. Some stuff you're going to fall in line on, man. I mean, yeah. I feel you on going with your beliefs, but you can always protest. It's a million ways to protest, man.
I mean, his was a silent protest. He didn't make no noise. I mean, and quiet is kept. Marshawn Lynch ain't never stand for the anthem. Yeah, ain't nothing happened to him.
But no, he doesn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He said, "Fuck y'all and whoever."
I'm just here
saying?
So I don't get fined.
Yeah, fined. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's it. Yeah, I bet against them that Super Bowl, man. But I kind of knew it. I knew it at the moment with Dion. I said, man, you don't really be saying that, man.
Yeah,
you know, he said, I'm all that action, boss.
Yeah,
I should have knew right then. This battle's going to go.
Yeah, I'm not a talker.
He's going to go.
And just to put out a quote that Kaepernick put out, a tweet, I should say. Quote, tweet, same thing. You know, his quote today said, "Today marks the 3-year anniversary of the first time I protested systematic oppression. I continue to work and stand with the people in our fight for liberation, despite those who are trying to erase the movement. The movement has always lived with the people." Okay. I mean, it's a great quote, great tweet, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, it seems like he's moving a lot towards activism more than being a football player to me.
He's not a football player. If you haven't played football in 3 years, you're no longer a football player, B. That's a long time.
You can be ready all you want. But
yeah, exactly.
You really gotta play football. You gotta stay in football to be a football player.
Exactly.
So, and all our listeners, I know if y'all decided, you know, to call in and comment on Anchor, just let us know your feelings about the whole situation, about Jay-Z and Kaepernick, the whole NFL, because, I mean, this is something that's going to be talked about the whole season now. I ain't going to say the whole season, but...
It might be, but I mean, it's going to be talking about the whole season because it's leading up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, why are we acting like this? What's wrong with it? This man, this is one of the biggest music moguls in the world.
And, this is big news. Though.
It's big news, but it shouldn't be no surprise that they finally came to their senses. I should work with him. He's about the music. He gets everything going. Not saying. The Super Bowl isn't going to be hip hop from here on out. That's not the case, and it shouldn't be. But
no, but it's definitely going. It's definitely opened some type of door.
Yeah,
it's opened some type of door. I don't know what
type of door. Because anybody perform who want, all big people perform. You know what I'm saying? From any type of music we talking about. Like, even the recent Jones, Coldplay, that's a white band, you know, they've done a jump recently. Bruno Mars, Beyonce, what, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so, but nah, I mean.
But this is, I think this is the first time they've ever put you know, they gave a lot of control to hip hop black artists.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's usually a bunch of, you know, white boys, executives at the table discussion about this, but now.
Young and powerful, though, man.
Yeah.
I compare him to LeBron in sports. You know what I mean? If we had to compare, like, you know.
Who, Jigga?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's more powerful than LeBron, I think.
In music? Yeah, he is. You're right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He is. More like Jordan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, give him the Jordan.
Yeah, because.
You know? But I guess I use that comparison because, I ain't really a LeBron fan. You know, I ain't really. But I recognize it real.
But off the court, though, LeBron
off the court, man. He's one of the best athletes ever in life.
He's the guy.
Yeah, ever in life. You know what I'm saying? But I'm using that to say, man, I was getting that. Yeah, he's this age's Jordan. He's the Jordan of this era.
Of the 2000s, yeah.
For these youngins, he's the Jordan. We watch MJ growing up. These youngins watch him growing up. And he's that guy. But, you know, youngins get softer and softer by the generation. You know what I'm saying? Not saying LeBron is soft, but he got some soft tendencies.
He definitely played
in a different era.
Yeah, he definitely set some bad examples.
But look how basketball changed. Slim, we grew up. These youngins don't even know about this. It was straight man-to-man in the NBA. Remember that? You cannot play zone defense in professional basketball. You can only do that in college at one point.
Like that.
You know? That's all you could do. You know what I'm saying? And you can touch my hand checking. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You can get on bounds, rough them up. You really hit the baby coming to that hole. We want to sit you down.
Yeah, I mean, we can.
You gonna get a hard foul.
We can name names. That's a whole other show to name names.
You gonna get set down. You come in here with that over and over again, man.
Charles Oakley type is not having that. But, hopefully Kaepernick, Jay-Z, the NFL, hopefully, you know, things go the way they should. You know, hopefully in a perfect world, Cap gets a job and, he's still able to kneel. But we know that's not going to happen. But in the perfect world, that's what you want. You just want to see everybody, you want to see things worked out. But, you know, what you think?
Man, Jay-Z, man, they taking over, man.
I think.
This man is taking over everything, though.
He is.
Slim, he been at music on a lot. Now, NFL, like, come on, man.
He already has Roc Nation Sports, and is he a sports agent?
I think he owns a sports agency or something. I don't know if he's an agent. I don't know what. But
Slim, I know Kevin Durant signed with him.
Yeah. But the whole time, he said, I'm about teaching these youngins financial responsibility, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, you must be, you ain't going broke, man. Mm-hmm. We ain't having that, man. Mm-hmm. You know? So
some of the big names I know is Robinson Cano. Cano was signed with him.
Oh, okay.
Gurley, Todd Gurley. Mm-hmm. Durant, like I said, and one other one I can't really think off the top. I'm just trying to think basketball, baseball, and football. Boxing, maybe one other person I can't think of, but
still, them good people, man.
Yeah, I mean, these are big names.
You know what I'm saying? That's dudes. Good people to be rocking with. If you get 3% or whatever, 1%, who knows?
Yeah.
Like, they be getting, like, something like that on balance contracts,
though.
Get
a cut, yeah.
Something you like, yeah, like, cut. Young. Just 3%. What? Kirk Cousins, 84 mil guaranteed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's some good stuff right there. Yep. You know, that's a sports agent. Oh, yeah. Speaking of sports agents, how they try to pull a move real quick and then they pulled it back?
Yeah, that's not respected. I don't respect it.
You don't respect them trying to pull that move?
I mean,
look,
if you're going to make the rule, leave it, you know, that's what you meant at first. That's what you meant at first. So you gonna change it because he said something? I mean, I'm glad they changed it, but at the same time, it's like, man, it shouldn't have been there in the first place. The rule shouldn't have been there in the first place about the college degree and all that.
Y'all trying to come with that out of nowhere.
Yeah, like
out of left field.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I mean,
What is that? I mean, we know what that is. So, yeah. We're going to take a quick break, you know, sports and stuff. No Blow Joe in the building, man. Just hanging out. Know. You know. We're gonna take a quick break, come right back at y'all. AB. What's up with AB, man?
Yeah, I don't know. He loves it, man. We get back him on the song. We get back him on the after the break. But yeah, that's Demarcus Cousins, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Boogie, man.
Man, yeah, get better, son. Hey, my birthday twin, happy birthday to you, dog. You know, and AB there was on Tuesday. You know, I knew I always liked him and shit. I thought the Wizards should have drafted you instead of John Wall. You know what I'm saying? But then I was kind of glad because, yeah, he is Jai Head Case, man. But I get it. You know, I get the fire that's in him, man. You know, yeah, but
A young Boogie wouldn't last in D.C. A young Boogie.
Yeah, I mean, man, it might be over for him now.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, we'll be right back, though.
All right. See y'all in a minute. Peace.
Peace.